Dear students, let's discuss the syllabus, the most important document of the semester that we kind of look at, not really, and then put in the back of our notebook and never look at again. Right, that's why it's the most important document, because nobody reads it. We're going to read it. So you have it on your screen, you have it printed out. Business 123-502, Online Introduction to Investments. Plus, it's basically the same as the Business 123-01 remote class, so either one you can follow. The only difference is the schedule, because the online class uses weeks, whereas the remote class uses Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8:30 to 10 o'clock. And folks, it doesn't matter which one you're in. You could come to the online class if you want to, or do it all. Come to the remote class every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 8:35 to 10 a.m. or not. It's up to you. So let's read together, starting at the top where it has course description objective. Introduction to basic investment principles, including markets, stocks, also known as equities, bonds, also known as fixed income debt instruments, or just fixed investments, mutual funds, the legal term is investment companies, insurance products, introduction of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. Dear students, this is an introduction to investments class. You need no prior experience, no prior knowledge of investments. We start from the very beginning with a very simple question. What is an investment? It does get complicated later on, but realize that you have no reason to be worried. There's no math. It's all arithmetic. It's not very hard. And we have our calculators to help us and spreadsheets if you want to use one. But there is a lot of studying. There's a much material for you to learn. But the truth is, you don't have to know a single thing about investments to take this class. In fact, it's better if you don't know whatever your brother-in-law, the self-appointed guru, told you about certain things. No, just leave it all behind. Whatever they told you, the talking heads on the television or the internet, leave it all behind and come to us as a child. And we will elevate you. So when you leave, you will have a strong foundation of the major investment alternatives, and you will speak with authority. You will make prudent, long-term oriented decisions that should do well for you over time, assuming the world doesn't end. Cool? Okay, stick with us. Now, what's the course content? Well, we discuss investment environments, risk versus return, risk versus return. That's the whole semester in a nutshell, folks. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets, and transactions. And those are the major important choices for us, for the vast majority of us. There are some others that we'll discuss. Investment strategies and the tools. We're certainly going to learn some tools. There are many others that you can pick up along the way. But if you learn the ones in this class, you will be on your way toward making very prudent, long-term decisions, choices that should do well over time. But as we'll say throughout the semester, there ain't no guarantees. Portfolio management and asset allocation. After we've gone through the major alternatives, we then look back and say, okay, now how do we mix? How do we create a mix of our investment alternatives? And then, because it's an introduction to investments class, we'll take a look at options and futures, if only to learn to stay away from them. We'll discuss briefly real estate, because real estate is a whole world unto itself, and we have classes in real estate. And then other investment alternatives that for the vast majority of people just don't make any sense, but they might make sense for you. So stick with us. Now, what book do we use? We use a book that's, it ain't worth $300, folks. It's a book that's not bad. It's not great. It's called Fundamentals of Investing, and there are 9 editions. You can use the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th. You could actually use the first 3, but they're really not best to use. because they're basically all the same. See the bottom of the class website for you to choose older editions for $20. But the reality, as we'll discuss, is that you don't really need the book. The first chapter is awesome. The first chapter is very, very good. The rest of the book, not so great. And I've been told by my students, and I'm not trying to brag or anything, that the presentations that we've put together on this website and in this class, and it's available in Canvas also, are better than the book. I think they are, and I'm not trying to brag. I feel that they're much more engaging. They're more coherently organized. I have a problem with the way the book does certain things. We put chapter 2 at the very end of the semester. Figure, okay, if that's an example of what we're up against here. So if you want to pick up the book, you could pick up an older edition online for dirt cheap. You can rent the book, I think, for about $60, $70. I don't know exactly what the bookstore is doing in this time of COVID, but check them out, what they have. The bookstore across the street used to have some copies. Plus, we had copies on reserve in the library, but the campus is shut down, so that doesn't help you, right? So you decide whether you need the book or not. By the way, I'm not supposed to tell you that. I'm supposed to say that, of course, the book is required, and you must have it for this class, because this is college, and so we have to have a college textbook, which means a book that would normally cost about $30 sells for $300. It's a very sad situation, but that's the situation. And people keep saying, well, why don't you write your own book, Frank? I have enough just getting up in the morning, folks. I don't know about you. Now, what else do you need? You need a notebook. I think a three-ring binder is the best to use. Although some people like those loose-leaf binders, I like three-ring binders. They make life a whole lot easier. You need a calculator. Folks, all you need is a 99-cent calculator. Add, subtract, multiply, and divide. There's no math. It's all arithmetic. There's nothing to worry about. This is not calculus. This is not algebra. It's differential equations. No, it's arithmetic. Adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing. Now, one thing that does make your life easier is a spreadsheet. Whether you use Excel, or Google Docs, if you use Apple Numbers or Apple Sheets, they'll work the same, right? So a spreadsheet does make life a lot easier, actually, later on, as we'll see. But you don't need one. 99-cent calculator is all you need. You need dedication, organization, motivation, hard work. Because you're taking this class online, unless you want to sit in on the remote sessions, which I said you're welcome to, you're going to have to decide how you're going to do all the work. And what we recommend is that you find a time, the same time every day, a time that you could sit down and say, okay, I need to work on Business 123. And we're really hoping, as we'll see later, for an hour a day, right? Can you do a half an hour, please? Don't try to do it all in one day. It doesn't work. And you really need a reliable connection to the internet. So that's something that some people have problems with. Some people think they can do this using their phone. Well, the presentations you can do using your phone, they're a little hard to read, presentation slides, but you can hear everything going on. But trying to do the assignments on your phone is pretty difficult, folks. So somehow you want to get to a computer, print them out, or work on a word processor. Yeah, you have to decide. If you need help, contact us. I don't know if they're still doing it, but they were having computers, laptop computers that you could borrow, they would loan them to you. So contact me, contact the school. There's help out there. Now, attendance, lateness. Students taking online classes must have self-discipline. It's just something that we can't pour in your brain. We wish we could, right? But studying the presentations, listening to the audio lectures, viewing the audiovisual lectures, submitting the assignments, participating in discussion forums, taking the exams are all expected of you. And you need to do them on time. You do not want to get behind. Because if you get behind, oh my goodness, it's so hard to catch up. It's so easy to procrastinate. So if you are a procrastinator, you need help. Contact the Academic Success Center, a resource we'll talk about later. Get together with other students. Work together in groups. Do your own work. Don't copy work, but work together in groups. Because I'll tell you, from my point of view, it's very upsetting. Students just disappear. You contact them, you send them emails, you try calling them. The phones are all disconnected. They have the phone number from 5 years ago or something like that. And they just disappear. And then you drop them and then you never hear from them. Sometimes you hear, why did you drop me? Well, because I couldn't get in touch with you. You haven't turned in a single assignment. You didn't take the first exam, the second exam. I had to drop you. So please contact me for help. Even if you get behind, we want you to succeed. We want you to be awesome. Yes, we do. And we will bend over backwards to help you. I'm talking about everybody at Southwestern. Everyone at Southwestern is grateful, happy, proud, honored that you're here. We want you to succeed, because when you succeed, we succeed, right? that's our way of knowing that we've done well when our students go on to bigger and better things. Now, the grading is fairly straightforward. It's a point system. And you get points earned for assignments, group, the discussion forums, the quizzes, the exams. And of course, I'm going to show you what we want to see. The first exam is always, stressful for people. But you'll see that my exams are very straightforward, and they're all basically the same. What we show you in the presentations, what we do on the assignments, what we do in the worksheets, is on the exam. Unless I say, hey, don't worry about this, it's not going to be on the exam, then it's all fair game, right? We'll talk about that later when we take a look at the study guide. Now, if you're going to turn something in late, contact me. It's okay. People in the real world often don't get things done at the due date. That's how things work. But just make sure you stay in contact with me. We want you to keep working. We want you to be awesome. And so notice that it's basically a straight curve, which is an oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp and military intelligence. And but yes, 90, 80, 70, 60% is what we grade on. And what we find is, instead of having that normal curve where you have a lot of C's and then a few A's and B's, we tend to have a lot of A's and B's and a lot of D's and F's. And of course, the D's and F's eventually drop the class if they're not happy with their grade. And the cool thing about this class is that this material is not rocket science. It really isn't. As we'll say over and over again, Mr. Warren Buffett, one of the best investors in the world, says, investing is simple, but it ain't easy. And we'll learn what he means by that. But basically, the material is pretty simple. It's the emotional part that's really difficult. So I hope you all get A's. I want you all to succeed. And I'm going to make a deal with this class. I don't do this with every class. Now, you got to be careful, right? You got to know that you are special. If every single one of you gets an A in this class for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, every new person I meet, I will introduce myself and say, hi, my name is Frank Paiano, and my Business 121-502 online class for spring 2021 all got A's. That's until 2031. How's that? Is that a deal? Okay, now I want you to remember that, because we want you to be awesome. We want you to be the next best investors the world has ever seen. We want this class to be the best class you have ever taken, whether face-to-face or online. Now, I know it sounds a little over the top, but dear students, it is my goal. It is sincere. We want to engage you, to excite you, and get you interested in what I believe is a very, very exciting career. And profitable. The salaries in our industry are higher than the national averages. Now, there are some things that are harder. There's a lot of stress involved especially if when you're starting out. Once you've gotten your clients, if you're a stockbroker or an insurance agent or a mortgage broker, then you know then it's not as hard as it was at the beginning. And so there are other parts of the industry where you don't have to deal with clients. It's a huge industry. And you'll find, as we'll discuss, if this stuff interests you, there's a future for you in the industry. So we want it to be the best class you've ever taken. And for many of you, we want it to be the beginning of a great career. How's that? Okay, now, time. You have any comments, criticisms, suggestions? Please let me know. But that's my goal. That's what I'm shooting for. What's the time requirements? Well, in general, for every one college unit, you're supposed to spend about 3 hours a week. So we got three units, so that's about 9 hours a week. How about 1 hour a day? That's 7 hours, right? Why is it more important for you to spend time every day? Because over and over and over again, it is shown with studies that learning requires repetition. You can't cram. Well, you can for the exam, and then as soon as you take the exam, everything you learned is gone. That's how it works, or that's how it doesn't work. Whereas if you study every day, then you will find that the material seeps in. You get time to think about it. You get time to reflect and then go back and look at it again with different eyes. And we, in this class, do our best to make it easy for you. Why? How do we do that? Well, you can listen to the presentations using their MP3 files, which means you can download them to your MP3 player if you still have one, or your phone, or burn them into a CD and listen to them in your car when you're commuting. You can download them to your mobile device and watch them. Now, again, the slides are going to be pretty small sometimes. Watch them on your computer, certainly. They're on iTunes. They're on YouTube. If we need to, we're going to use what's called 3C Media Solutions and have ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act compliant closed captioning. But YouTube does a pretty good job of closed captioning. It's not Americans with Disabilities Act compliant, but it's pretty good. And in the remote classes, we will record the Zoom online sessions, and that has closed captioning. Again, it's not Americans with Disabilities Act compliant. In the past, we were required to make sure that we had ADA compliant closed captioning. But because of COVID, with the explosion of people teaching online, there's just no way. There's no way we can do that anymore. And not everybody can have closed captioning. So if we have a student who requires closed captioning, we will make sure that all our presentations are closed captioned with ADA compliant closed captions. So if you're one of those people who needs it, if you're listening to this and saying, oh man, I need that, contact me as soon as possible so that we will set up, so this class will have priority. But I knew this was going to happen a few years ago when they said all online classes must be closed captioning. I said, there's no way possible. There's not enough people to do the closed captioning, especially when online teaching comes really popular. Well, it was becoming popular, and then it became mandatory last year when COVID hit. So that's why, if you need that accommodation, if you need closed captioning, contact us immediately. And that leads us to the next paragraph, accommodations. If you know the drill, you folks, if you've worked with DSS, wonderful group of people, they can help you. Even if you haven't worked with DSS, if you have trouble taking exams, if you feel that you need more time, if you need a very quiet area, well, of course, the campus is closed, but we do have when the campus opens, proctors who have quiet areas who can help you with the materials. They won't help you with the exam, but they'll help you make sure you understand all the questions and the like. If your English skills are lacking, have somebody who can translate quickly. Don't, they're not going to help you with the exam, right? They're just going to help you understand the problems. So if you need disability support services, contact them immediately. Contact me. You know, a lot of people go through life with learning disabilities and never even know it. I didn't. I mean, I kind of knew something was weird. My professors would laugh at me. But I have dyslexia. It's mild. It's not bad. I can read. I swap numbers and letters all the time. And I would do that in my math. My undergrad is math degree. You'll hear about that in my introduction to myself. And I would swap numbers and everything. And some of the profs would ask me, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, I just make mistakes, a lot of mistakes. Like I get I would say I got nervous, which I did. I would get nervous, and I'd go over and I would go over and over and over again. And the funny thing is, I wouldn't have that problem in my computer classes. And later on, I learned that some of the best programmers have mild forms of dyslexia. And so that makes perfect sense. That's why I did really, really well in my computer classes. And I did, you know, okay, I passed. I did okay. I got, you know, pretty good grades in my math classes, but I would mess up royally on the exams. And the professors, the one guy was really, really good to me. So he sat me down and just said, "I want to work through a few problems with you." And I had done really poorly on the differential equations exam. And when we sat down together and I showed him what I was doing, and he said, "Well, look at what you did. Oh, I'm sorry I did that mess." And he go, "Okay." And he gave me a B. I really, really thought I was not going to, if I got a D, I wouldn't have passed. I was hoping he's giving me a C. He gave me a B because I explained it very well. I knew what I was doing, but I just kept messing up. And so if you're one of those people, you need to contact DSS immediately. Okay, I'm going off on a rant. My apologies. Now, the Academic Success Center, remember, we want you to succeed. We used to call it the Tutoring Center, but now you got to give it a really cool name, Academic Success Center. But it's true, we want you to succeed. And so this place is awesome. The people who run it are phenomenal. You want to get involved. Now, of course, the campus is closed right now, but it's all online. And they will do their best to help you with tutors online. But when the campus opens up again, folks, get involved at the Academic Success Center because it's infectious. The students there, they want to learn. They're excited. And you'll become one of them. You'll want to help other students. And let me tell you the little secret here, folks. We teachers, we tutors, learn more by teaching and tutoring than the students in the class, which is why if you want to learn something, teach it. Okay. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, most people are going to send me an email. Don't call the work phone because I don't check it that often. You can call my home phone, leave a message, but most people are going to send me email. I don't give out my mobile phone unless somebody's, you know, in need of being able to get in touch with me. But I don't like mobile phones. I don't want to be, some people will yell at me, "Why didn't you answer your phone?" Because I left it at home. I know people want to be plugged in 24 hours a day, but I don't want to be. But don't worry, folks, I'm checking my email, I'm checking my messages every day, at least 2 or 3 times a day. I promise to give you 24-hour response Monday through Friday, even on the weekends. But if I don't, it's because I missed it. We get dozens of emails every day. So resend it and say, "Hey, Piano, you missed me." Now, where's the homepage? There's the homepage, wonderprofessor.com. I know, it's silly, right? But it's something you can remember, right? It's a lot better. And there's a discussion of Wonder Professor, how it started off. The class website, you'll see when you go to Wonder Professor, you'll see the link that sends you right to the Business 123, 2021 class website. But as we're going to see, all the material is available through Canvas. It just points to the class website. Now, what's this student learning outcome stuff? Just ignore that. That's something for people up in Sacramento who are really, really far away from the students. Yeah, just ignore that. Now, that's the syllabus. There's, you know, the long format that they want us to make available to you, which has more information than you really need. But this is the most important information that you're going to put in the back of your notebook and never look at again. But the next page is what I hope you will print out, put on your refrigerator, your desk drawer, or whatever, because this is the course schedule. And we do our best to just stay on task. Sometimes we get a little behind, and that's fine, because the stuff at the end of the semester, some of it you really, you should know about, but you really shouldn't use. Please stay away from options and futures, and we'll discuss what they are later on. But the meat of the course is gets us up to week number 13. So we have a couple other weeks of doing miscellaneous topics. And so we get through the most important things up until week 13, where we do portfolio management and diversification, asset allocation. So that's the most important material, and we get through all of that. Now, if we get behind a little bit, oh, well, it's not the end of the world. But if you get behind, please contact me. Obviously, it says come see me for assistance in my office, but that's not happening anymore because of, it'll happen again someday in the future. But we have the Zoom online office hours that you can contact me with. We'll have about 5-6 office hours. Usually Thursday nights seem to be the best for people, 7 to 8 o'clock. But of course, I'll make an appointment with you anytime. Okay? So print out that course schedule, tack it up on your refrigerator, whatever, and know that we do our best to follow it. So what do you think, folks? Does it sound exciting what we're going to do in this class? I hope so, because to me, this is the most fun. I know it sounds bizarre. I'm a little strange that way, but helping people learn how to become prudent long-term investors to me is the best thing I can do. It's the most exciting and fun thing I can do. I am the luckiest guy in the world that I get to teach this. And what we're going to do, as we said, is we're going to give you a strong foundation in the major investment alternatives. And at the same time, we're going to instill in you a love, an excitement, an interest, and possibly a new career for many of you. And as we said, and we're going to say it over again, we want this to be the best class you've ever taken. So please print out that course schedule, have it available, print out the syllabus, put it in the back of your notebook and never look at it again. But let's get started. Okay, cool. We are, again, so grateful. So everyone at Southwestern, there's a couple of people who really don't care that much about the students, but they remember there's 1,000 people who work at Southwestern. But virtually everybody, all the people I know, people work with, they all want you to succeed. We want you to be awesome. See ya.